In other words, that they had already two times twins, they had already two boys and two girls, so you said you should have waited one more time to give me another pair of two children. If you wouldn't have drank, like Alvai, we could have had like two more babies, like what do you do this for?
Is it true that the Namat Surban the Mitzvah Nisha? Vyomar Ravacha Ba Rav Ktin Amr Rav Yitzchak. Maisa B'Yishach, as happens once with a story with one lady. Shechetzia Shivcha, half of her was a Shivcha. Vechetzia Bas Chorin. Like first two people bought a Shivcha, and then one freed her. So half of her is free, the other half is not freed. So Maisa was the Kofu as Rabba, they forced the other that owns the still, Vyosah Bas Chorin. They made her a free person. And what's the purpose? That she should be able to get married. Because when she's a chatzis shivcha, she can't marry anybody. She can't marry an eved ivri, because she's a half bas chorin. She can't marry a regular Yisrael, because she's a half shivcha. So what was it? So kasher is, what's so gefel that she can't get married? So what?
If you tell me now, an isha is potter from the mitzvah for revu, so what if she can't get married? What was the purpose to free her that she could get married? So the Gemara says, no real proof from here. Really, an isha is potter from the mitzvah. Of Rav Nachum Rav Yitzchak, minig hefka nogabu. The pshat was the shivcha was she came like a zayna. She was mafku herself. She was like hefku. Whoever wanted her came to her. So therefore they told the yodin, you have to know the only answer is, let her get married. And then she'll tell the husband will take care of her. I now she's a chatzis shivcha. That's why we told the master, you have to free her. And she becomes free, she's a regular bas Yisrael. And then she could get married. But really it could be that the isha that we hold by locha and isha takra is pumped from the mitzvah. Only a man is mechuyev in the mitzvah. And here was Mishum Hefker, that's why they forced the Om Nester to free him. Yehadru Alecho, Habu Al Yivim Tov. Alright, stop here. Samach Vov. Hold me a daf Samach Vov. Your new parak, Almon L'Kayin Godel. Here the Mishnah says, Almona L'Kayin Godel. If a Kayin Godel doesn't have Eira, and he marries an Almona, he doesn't have Eira. Who are then a Grusha of the Chalutz L'Kayin Hedjit? Let's say a regular Kohen also doesn't have Eira. He marries a Grusha or a Chalutza, he's not allowed to. Now, the law reads that his wife now, she becomes the Chalola. When they live together, the first Bia, since it's a Bia Saveira, she becomes the Chalola, and the law reads now she's not allowed to eat Truma. Even though usually the wife of the Kohen is allowed to eat Truma, even if she's a Bas Yisrael, but over here, since she became a Chalola, she's also to eat Truma. Now, the Shaila is, what about her Avodim? Usually the halacha is that Avodim, also a Kohen, could be Michael. If a Kohen owns an Evet Kenani, or a Shivcha Kenanis, the halacha is called Kinyan Kaspoi, so they could also eat Truma. Since the master, the Kohen, could eat Truma, who are then the Avodim could also eat Truma. What about if the Isha has an Evet? Normal, if the Isha, an Isha's Kohen, has an Evet, the Evet could also eat Truma. It's also called the Kinyan Kaspoi of the Kohen. That's usually the halacha. Here the Shaila is, such an Isha now, this wife, she herself can't eat Truma, because she became a Chalola. So the question is, what about if she has Avodim? Avodim means, like before she got married, she had Avodim, and when she gets married, she brings it in to give it over to her husband. So can these Avodim now eat Truma or not? So the Mishnah makes a difference. The Mishnah says, really there are two types of Avodim. The Mishnah says, Hechnisa loy avdei miluk, fi avdei tzoyn barzel. Let's say an Isha brings in to her husband, the Kayin, Avdei Melug. Avdei Melug means her own property, that she owned before. Now when she gets married, so the locher is, the husband has to feed them, therefore the husband has the right to eat the peris. If it's karka, he could plant it, the fruit that comes out of the karka belongs to the husband. If it's an eved, the work that the eved does belongs to the husband. But Avdei Melug is the pshat is, really it's hers. Now let's say it gets more valuable, it's her gain. Let's say the Yevet dies, it's her loss. That's called Avdei Meluk. The Avdei Tzoyn Barzel, that's another type of that Avodim, the same thing, but here it's called Tzoyn Barzel, like iron. The pshat is, the husband gets it, but it's a Shuma. Like when she brings it in, she gives it over to the husband, turns in the dunya, like a present. And they write it down in the Ksuba, that calls the man they're married, the husband can use it, do whatever he wants with it. But Lo Yitzui, she gets a get, she has a right to get it back. At what price? At the same price that's worth right now. There's a make a shuma. How much it's worth right now, so if shat is, the husband has an achrayas.
whatever happens to it, he has to pay it back. Let's say it dies, and she gets a get, the husband has to pay her the value, how much it was worth, when they brought it in. So there are two different types of nechasim, of property, that a isha could have. When she gets married, she gives over to the husband. One is called Seino Barzel. It's called like strong, like iron, that the isha never loses out. The husband makes an achrayis, that how much it's worth now, that's how much you're going to get back later. Or else it could be Avdi Malug. She doesn't make a value right now. Avdi Malug means right now, whatever the value of the yevet is, the husband could eat the peiros, could use it, work with it. That's all. The value, if it gets worth more, it goes to the isha. If it dies, it's a loss to the isha. These are the two types of an avodim that an isha could have. So Mishnah says like this. Is avdei milug, when she brings in avdei milug, lo yoichlo b'truma. Halacha is, these avodim now are not allowed to eat truma. Because avdei milug is the pshat, we more or less look at it as if it's still her avodim. It's only the husband has the right to use them. That's all. But if it dies, it's her loss. If it gets worth more, it's her gain. So we look as if it's her avodim. Now, since she is a chalola, since she cannot eat truma, therefore her avodim also is not allowed to eat truma. We'll see in the Gemara, it's a machlokes, if it's a svar in the Raisa, one of the Yom says it's only a svar in the Rabbonin, mid Rabbonin. The mid Raisa, vada the avodim, is called the kinyan of the husband, a kinyan of the kohen. The eved is allowed to eat truma mid Raisa. It's only a svar in the Rabbonin over here. The svar is that since the wife became a chalolo, so she can't eat truma, so mela her avodim can't become better than her. We'll see in the Gemara. That's called avne milug. Milug means really they still like belong to her. The husband does not have an achrayis on it. So therefore, lo yecho b'truma. Mashenkein avdei tzern barzel, when she brings in these avodim, that we see how much it's worth right now, and the husband has an achrayis, and no matter what happens to it, he has to pay back the value of the avodim when he gives her a get. So we look as if these avodim are really the husband's. Because it's achrayis upon him. Therefore we say yechlu. Therefore we say these avodim are a ladi truma. That since the husband is a kohen, he's a ladi truma. So we look as if these avodim are the avodim of the kohen, and that's the locha, kinyan kasper, what the husband owns, is a ladi truma also. A kohen's avodim could eat truma. So that's the difference here. Now it explains. V'yeluhein avdim miluk. These are considered avodim that she brings in, gives over to husband, which is still called by her. It's avdim milug means time she's giving it, that the husband has the right to use it, but that's all. But still called like her property. What's the case? In meisu, meisu lo. In the case that if they die, it's her loss. The husband has no achrayis, doesn't have to take care of it. If the avodim dies, she loses out. V'yem hoisiru, hoisiru lo. Let's say it gets increased, the value. It's worth more now. It's her gain. So we say, even though the husband has the chiyuv to feed them, because the halacha is the husband is allowed to use them. He has the peiros of them. Since he's allowed to use them, like the ma'aser yadayim of them, therefore he has to feed them. So even though the husband has to feed these avodim, still they're not allowed to eat truma. We look as if they're the isha's avodim, because it's her gain, her loss, and since she's a chalala now, it's an amon or a grusha to a kain, that after the first bia, she becomes a chalala, that she's not lari truma, therefore her avodim also are not lari truma. But v'yelu hein avdei tzoyn barzel, these are considered the avodim, that are like tzoyn barzel, like iron, that the isha never loses out, because it's b'achrayis of the husband. The husband has to take care of them, like we said. They make up how much it's worth right now. B'shas, she gets married. And if she gets a get, she has a right to get back the exact amount. Whether they die, whether not, the husband has to pay for them. So we look as if right now it's b'achrayis of the husband, as if they belong to the husband. Therefore, what are they called? That in meisu meisu loy. If they die, it's the husband's loss. V'im hoisiru hoisiru loy. If they get, they increase the value, it's the husband's gain. Because all the husband has to pay back is just the exact amount that they made up at the time of the ksuba. So, hoyavu chayavach ryusan, since the husband has a chayavach rayis here, that no matter what happens to them, it's the husband's loss or gain, so we look as if it's the husband's, therefore it's the kain's eved, and arayelu yechla b'truma, they're allowed to eat truma. We'll see the time exactly in the Gemara.
But that's the difference of what type of an Eved this Isha brings into husband. Avde Melug looks like her Eved, so he can't eat Truma. Avde Tzayna Barzel looks like the husband's Eved, therefore the husband could eat Truma, he could be Michael, his Avodim also. Now, Bas Yisrael, Shenises the Kain. A regular Bas Yisrael, she's not a Kain. Up until now, she was not able to eat Truma. Now she got married to a Kain. Vehechnisu lo Yavodim, and she brings in Avodim to the husband. Is Bein Avde Melug, Bein Avde Tzayn Barzel, Areyelu Yechlu Betruma. Avada, they're allowed to eat Truma. Like Lamaisa was saying now, even the Avde Melug, even though we look as if it's her Avodim, but she could also eat Truma. Even though she's a Bas Yisrael, but that's the halacha, since she's married now to a Kohen has a right to give anything that's his kinyan to Truma. So since it's his wife, he's allowed to be Michael's wife. Since she could eat Truma, therefore her Avodim are also allowed to eat Truma. There's only in the ratio of the Mishnah where she's a Grusha or an Amona, it's an Avera. So we say after the first Bia, she becomes a Chalolom, she can't eat Truma, therefore she can't give her Avdei Meluk to Truma. But in the case, even though she's a Bas Yisrael, but if she's not doing any Avera, she's allowed to get married to a Kohen. She's not a Grusha. So then we say, since she's allowed to eat Truma, who in her Eved could also eat Truma. Ubas Kohen Shenisas Yisrael. What about a Bas Kohen that got married to a Yisrael? So now that she got married, she can't eat Truma. Even though before, when she was a Bas Kohen, she could eat Truma from her father's house. But now that she got married to a Yisrael, she goes after her husband, she cannot eat Truma. V'echnisa lo yavodim ben avdim melug ben avdim tzoyin barzel, tzoyin barzel, hare elu lo yechlo b'truma. These avodim now are also not allowed to eat Truma. Even though it's avdim melug, it's like her avodim, but so what? Since Lamaisa, she's not allowed to eat Truma now, because she got married to a Yisrael, and just like the husband can't eat Truma, the Isha also cannot eat Truma. So Melu, the Avodim now could also not eat Truma. They're not Avde Kohanim. Therefore, they can't eat Truma. So, Tigmar, the Avde Milug, Lo Yechlo B'Truma, is it true that the Avodim Milug, that an Isha brings her Eved, gives to the husband? Since the husband now is allowed to eat, use the Paris. But we say, since the Achrayt is not upon the husband, so we look as if it belongs to the Isha. So the Isha cannot give her Truma to eat. For the Gemara, am I? Why not? Leheve ki kinyonoi shekona kinyon. Let it be like the kinyon of the Kohen bought something. That's like we're saying now, the Kohen married this Isha. And if the Isha buys something, it's also considered the kinyon of the Kohen that she should be able to give him Truma. To Tanya, we learned like this. Minayin, how do we know? Le Kohen shenosa Isha. If a Kohen married a wife, V'korno avodim, and the wife now bought an Eved Kenani, sheyechlo b'truma, that not only could the wife eat truma now, because she's the kinyan of the husband, but even this Eved that belongs to the Isha is also allowed to eat truma. Shenema, harashlo is no rashlo, and shenos, isha korno avodim, oy korno avodim. Not that the Isha bought an Eved, but either case, either the Kohen got married to an Isha, or else the Kohen bought an Eved. How do we know that they both could eat truma? Shenema, the Pasuk says, V'koyen ki yikne nefesh kinyan kaspoy. Is who yoichaboy? When the koyen owns a kinyan kaspoy, he owns something, he's allowed to give a truma. So therefore, if he marries an Isha, he can give a truma. If he buys a Eved Kenani, he can give a truma. O minayin, how do we know now, the second halacha, that le'isha shakonsa avodim? How do we know if his wife now goes and buys an Eved? V'yavodav shakonu avodim. Or else Luyitzuya Neved of the Kohen, Chvei somehow has his own money, that he went and bought himself a Neved. Sheyechlo b'truma, how do we know that the second Kinyan could also be truma? If the Isha of the Kohen buys the Eved, or the Eved of the Kohen buys himself another Eved, how do we know even the second Kinyan could also eat truma? Shenema, the Pasuk says, V'koyen ki yikne nefesh, Kinyan kasboy, hu yoichaboy. So we dashen that kinyonoi shakona kinyon oichel. So even what, even the kinyon, the wife or the eved of a kohen that bought another kohen, another eved, could also be truma. So now it's a kasha in our Mishnah. Why does the Mishnah say if the Isha brings in an avdei milug, we look as if it belongs to her, and therefore this eved cannot eat truma? Like, why not? Even if it looks like it's the Isha's eved, so what? The Isha is the kinyan of the Kohen, so her kinyan should also be able to eat Truma.
Rashi says, "O minayin liisha bas Yisrael lekayin shekon savodim menichsei meluk shelo o yavodish shekayin shekon avodim." Yeah, or else for yavodish shekon avodim gasinam. Yeah, Rashi says in Taima mashkon yavikon rabbi l'may yitzor krol rabino meshkachas lagoyin shenosn lo yeved mona amanashen rabbi shuzboy. If somebody gave a present to the yeved amanas the odin, the master should not have anything to do with it. So therefore, it belongs to the yeved. So the yeved bought himself another yeved. So we dash in the process to be koyin ki yikne nefesh kinyin kaspoi. Kinyin kaspoi is kroy yisayrus. An extra postic, this word, kinyin kaspoi. For dashin, we dash it like this. To lohochi osyo, vohochi mashim a koyin, ki yikne kinyin kaspoi nefesh, sha'av do yikne eved, hu yechaboi. That even if the koyin's eved buys another eved, still he's also allowed eat truma. So we see here, if the isha or the eved buys another eved, they're also allowed eat truma. So why does our Mishnah say, if the Isha brings in her Avdei Melug, even if we say the Kohen does not have Achrayis, it looks like it still belongs to the Isha, so what? The Isha's Eved should also be able to teach Ruma. So Gemara answers, Poshid, Tat kol ha'oichel ma'ichel. If the Isha herself is allowed to teach Ruma, true, when she buys an Eved, the Eved could also eat Ruma. But over here, kol she'en oichel einoy ma'ichel. But over here, since the Isha herself is not Lari Truma, because in the case of the Mishnah, she's not Monlokoin Godel. She became a Chalola now. Since it's an Aveira, the first Bia makes her into a Chalola, she's not Lari Truma. So since she's not Lari Truma, therefore her Kinyan, her Eved, could also not eat Truma. So the Gemara Veloy, is it true what you're saying? Farei Oral, let's say the Kohen himself does not have a Bris Mila. For some reason, let's say his brothers died because of it. So he didn't have a chiyuv to have a bris milah, but lamaisa is an oral. He has an oral law, and lamaisa koyin that's an oral is not allowed to eat truma. Farei oral v'chol hatmeiim who adim when a koyin is tamei she'einon oichlim even though they themselves cannot eat truma umachilin but lamaisa of a koyin that's an oral if he owns an eved the eved is allowed to eat truma. So you see, even though the koyin himself cannot eat truma, his kinyan is allowed to. So maybe here also the Ishi, even though she's a Chalala, maybe her Eved should be allowed to. The Rashi says, Oral, Koyin Oral Ein Oichel, V'Avod Oichel, G'adnan L'Kamon. Yeah. That even though he can't, but his Eved could. So Marin says, Hosom Pumayu Koyivlu. Over there, the Pshat is really the Koyin is a Kosher Koyin. Just something like Pumayu means his mouth, Koyivle is bothering him. That's an expression like, he's a sick now, because he has an Oral on him. That's what stops him from eating truma. But there's no real pagam in him himself. Mashenkin, the chalola, the wife over here, of a gerusha, or an almon l'kohen gadol, that she becomes a chalola, that's a psul in her guf. It's not the pshat, something's missing. She herself became a chalola. So if she herself is psul, she can't feed her avodim. Over here though, if the kohen is an oral, the pshat is the kohen didn't have a bris mila yet. If he would make a bris mila, he would be allowed to eat truma. So it's called something is missing, that's all. Shrashi Pumaya Koyavlu Kloimar. Mechusre Takantahein. They're only missing something. Takantahein. He's only missing something. Avalaimdim Lesakin is possible to make a bris mila yet. Therefore, he could eat truma. He could be Michael, his avodim. But over here, this chalolo, that she can never eat truma anymore, she can't be Michael or avodim. Fred Gemara Vare Mamzer. Sheina Oichel or Michael. There's a case of a Mamzer that he can't eat truma, but he could be Michael. So Rashi says the case is, of a Bas Yisrael Shenisus L'Koyin. Let's say a Bas Yisrael got married to a Koyin. So she's a Lari Truma now. The old Bas, and she gave birth to a daughter. Now the Abbas Nisus L'Mamzer. And a daughter got married to a Mamzer, the old Ben. And they had a son that's a Mamzer now. Now Umesa, what happens now is that the husband died. The Ben Kayim. So halacha is that if you're once married to a Koyin, and you have a child, you can still eat truma, even though you're a Bas Yisrael. But kol zman you have a child from your kohen, from your husband, you're allowed to eat truma. So even though here, her daughter died, but she has a grandson. The grandson's a mamzer. Now because of that mamzer, the mother's still allowed to eat truma, even though the mamzer himself can't eat truma. So you see, even though you can't eat, still you could be Michael. So Gemara answers, Amaravino, Kinyin Oichel Kamar. We're talking about a Kinyin that eats. We're talking about the Kinyin right now. So what? Kinyin Oichel Kamar. That Kinyin Oichel Michael. If you're a Kinyin of the Kayin, and you could eat, therefore you could be Michael.
In other words, the Isha. You're a kinyan of the Kayin. So if you could eat truma, you could give your evet eat. But she'ein oichol, in a case where the Isha here, she's a halala, she cannot eat, is they no Michael, who adin, she cannot be Michael either. So that's the svar of here. Don't bring me right from the ben of a mamzer. That's a different halacha. Here we're talking about that, that's the kinyan. That we want to say now the yisoy, that if you're a kinyan of the Kayin, and if you own another kinyan now, like here the Isha buys an Eved, so when can the Isha let the Eved eat truma because of her? Only if she can eat truma. But over here, where she's the halala, she can't eat truma, therefore she can't let her Eved eat truma either. So far this will be a svar in the Yeraisa. That mid Yeraisa, Rav Adam cannot eat truma. For Rav Amarava says no. Mid Yeraisa, Mechalachli, it's not a truma. Mid Yeraisa, Lamaisa, these Avodim are called the kinyan of the Kayin. They could eat truma, even though she can't. But they're a kinyan of the Kayin. They could eat truma. For Rabbanan Uzagaz Rebu, it's only mid Rabbanan that can't eat truma. Kidei Wash, Tiyoima, they should say like this. Ani Eino Echelis. Like the Kayin should say, my wife can't eat truma. My Eved now also cannot eat truma. So Zayn he etzloi. He'll go away from her. Hilkach osilafuke. Therefore the husband will come to get rid of her. So Rabbanu wanted to make it that Isha cannot eat truma and that her Avodim cannot eat truma. Then if the Kohen should wake up and see what he's doing. Lamaisa, the Kohen did an Aveira here. He married a Gerusha. So Rabbanu don't want him to stay married. So Rabbanu Madaf can make it hard that his kinyanim cannot eat truma, because then he realizes he's doing something wrong, and eventually he'll give her a get. Rav Ashi Yomah, Gzeiro Shema Tochol Li'achar Misa. We're afraid that maybe after the husband dies, she'll still feed her avodim. And once the husband dies, she's a Bas Yisrael, so she can't eat, she can't feed her avodim either. If so, why only in this case then? What about a regular Bas Yisrael? Shenistas l'kayin. What's going to be about a regular Bas Yisrael got married to a kayin? His l'chur loy teichol. We should say that she's not allowed to eat truma. Why gzera shem atach liyachan isa? Like, why aren't we afraid? Maybe she'll continue eating even after her husband dies. And the loch rish is only a Bas Yisrael. So calls the man, the husband's alive, the kayin, she's allowed to eat truma. When a husband dies, she can't eat truma. So let's make gzera now when the husband's alive, also she can't eat truma. So do you see we don't make such gzeiras la'acham isa about right now? For right now, machayim, they're allowed to eat, we let them eat. Elohim Ravashi, the almono kahanis. We're talking about over here that even the almon was also a kahanis. So here it's different. The asya li'aruya, she'll come to teach herself a heter. She'll say like this, Meikara achli b'truma d'veinosa. Before I got married, I was the baskar and I also ate truma. I ate truma from my father's house. In tzavolei, now I got married, Lahai, achli b'truma de gavroi, amel b'ti truma for my husband. Fahashta, now after he dies, hadri li lemilsei kamaisa. I'll come back to my first status that I was a basi's kain, I can still eat truma. But v'lo yoda, she does not know, timi ikara le shavisla nafsha chalola. At the beginning, she did not make herself into a chalola. That's why she was able to eat truma. Habahashta shavisla nafsha chalola. But now that she made herself into a halala, she's not allowed to eat truma. She was married to a Kohen Gadol, to an Aveira. So the Bia, when she lived with the husband, she became a halala. So while we're not talking about her herself, we're talking about her avodim. That we don't want her to feed the avodim. She herself for sure can't eat. That's midiraisa she's also. Since she's a halala, she can't eat truma midiraisa. But we're saying Xera though that she cannot feed her avodim, because if she would feed her avodim when she's married to the Kohen, we're afraid she'll continue feeding her avodim even after the husband dies. And that for sure she can't because she's a halala. So Mar says, Tenach Amona Kahanis. This is good if his wife was an Amona, which was a Kahanis. But Almona Basisko Maikramema. Like the Mishnah doesn't make any chiluk. The Mishnah stam almod nakayin gadol that she can't feed her avdei melug. So you're telling me it's a gzeri mid rabbanin by an amonas kahanis. What about an amona of a bas yisrael? So Gemara says be amenusa leipolig rabbanin. That's already leiplug. Rabbanin did not make any differences. Rabbanin made a leiplug that we're afraid of an amona that since when she's a kahanis that she fed before. So we're afraid even after the husband dies, she'll also feed her avodim, and that will be an issue deraisa. Therefore, we made exerim deraboden even now when the husband's alive. even though midiraisa the yara lari truma the avodim, because they're a kinyan of the kayin, still midrabanan though they're not lari truma.
Marsis itma hamachnese shum lebailo.
If when the wife, when you first get married, the isha brings in nichsei tzayin barzel, that means she makes a shuma exactly how much it's worth. Like she brings in either avodim or any type of clothing, and they say exactly how much it's worth. That when she gets a gift, she has a right to take it back. She takes back the exact value, how much it was worth, b'shas she brought it in. Rashi says, nichsei tzayin barzel sheshoma lo b'ksubosa. When she first got married, she wrote in the ksuba that I'm giving to you now this and this, and if I ever get a gift, I want it back, the exact value, the way it's worth now. Voya ben kalim. Let's say there were kalim there, and nice dishes, udvorm hamasuyim. And now let him, when they get a gift, so she gets a ksuba, she has the right to collect it. Now, he oimeres kli aninatelis. She says, I want back that kli. I gave you those pretty dishes. I want them back now. For who I am, the husband says, no, true, I owe you, but domim aninoisein. I'll give you the value of it. I want to keep the dishes. You gave it to me when you first got married to me. True, we made a shuma how much it's worth. So I have to pay you back the value of it. I'll pay you back the dumb the value for the actual kelim I want to keep. So who keeps it? So Gemara says, Hadin immi. Who is the din? Who is right here? So Rabbi Yehuda says the svar is,